You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Picture exactly what we want the most in life. And the amazing thing is, we tend to get it. Now, we may not get it right that next moment, but our lives do materialize the way we picture them. When we use visualization to picture exactly what we'd like to have, it's like asking, like a prayer to the universe, saying, "Hi, I'd like to have this. Would you please give it to me?" What stops a lot of us from doing this is feeling like we're not worthy to ask for the life we'd like to have. I just watched an inspiring video with Conor McGregor, who just had a boxing fight with Floyd Mayweather. Conor McGregor talked about how he clearly pictured, even when he was broke, even before there was any reason to, he pictured winning not one, but multiple title belts. And guess what? He's done that now. Thomas asked me, "Have you done that visualization? Do you want to do a video about it?" And I said, yes, because I've visualized and very clearly pictured the things that have then been given in my life. Since I was a little child, I remember as back to even 6 years old, visualizing about my wife. I very clearly pictured having a wife. I very clearly pictured how I'd feel with her. I did it over and over and over again, no matter what circumstances I had. And the funny thing is, the universe continued to present me with what I asked for over and over again, and I often would say no. I remember a beautiful girl one day who has the same name as my wife, the same first name. She looked at me and was ready to be my wife, I'd say, and I wasn't ready for it, even though I'd been asking for it for so long. And that kept happening over and over and over again until finally I was ready for it. And now today I have the wife and the family and the business I've pictured. I have the life I've asked for. The hardest thing comes in for the courage to just ask and the patience then to be ready to receive it. I tried a visualization exercise in a book called The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein, and I was surprised that I was a bit hesitant to very clearly picture the things I wanted in my life. I've noticed I've often slipped away. The happier I get, the more I win and am given what I want to, I've often don't make my visualization conscious the way I did when I was unhappy and struggled. This is why a lot of us go through cycles of struggle where nothing seems to be working, where often we didn't clearly visualize what we wanted. And often we made all these fear visualizations. We got all those things. Then we visualize about getting out of that. And then we get out of it and the same thing happens again. We often do visualize. And when we take control over our visualizations, we choose and say, this is exactly what I want, instead of saying, this is what I don't want. For example, we were out to eat yesterday. My daughter was walking around on this ledge that was probably about 4 feet high. She's 2 years old. And the visualization kept trying to come up in my mind of, what if she falls? In fact, another lady from a table saw her walking when I had stepped away for a moment. She sprinted up, afraid that our daughter would fall. What I clearly visualized and looked at was, I trust my daughter to know how to walk. She's walked a lot, and I visualize her walking and playing with no problems, without any falling. And then I able to enjoy that time with her without being stuck in the constant fear of what happens if she falls. A lot of times we get these unconscious fear visualizations that we're afraid of this happening, and those often then become real. I initially was visualizing all this success on Udemy, where I taught before. I visualized huge earnings. I visualized massive students. I visualized huge impact in my courses. And then as I created some drama, called out a bunch of things I didn't think were right, I started to visualize getting banned. And guess what? I got banned. I often in my life before visualized about being a full-time video gamer who could just play video games and have people watch and earn money that way. I then got to experience that. I one day had 700 plus people watching me live play a game of Call of Duty Zombies at 8 or 9 in the morning. Complete fantasy for almost all of my gaming life. I visualized lots of times that I'd be this great gamer. And guess what? Life was giving me everything to do that. A lot of us, we have inconsistency with visualizing exactly what we want. And we don't feel like we deserve to have the life we want. And therefore, all we get stuck with are these fear visualizations. I used to visualize a lot of bad things happening all the time, like car accidents and violence, and I tended to get into more of those situations for real. Whether it was me in the car accident or as a police officer responding to other car accidents. I'm grateful that even looking at this has helped me see the visualization I do in my life. And to have the courage to be more completely focused on that visualization. One exercise I went through recently, I very clearly looked at what I expected for my life. How long do I visualize living? I decided 150 years. That would be a good time in this body to live. I then pictured what life would be like, 4 children and a whole lot of grandchildren. I also pictured even for a family member who'd been struggling to have a child in their family, I very clearly pictured that family member having their child after their struggle of years of working on having a child, everything failing, consistent pain and suffering. I visualized clearly this is what their family will look like today. That's exactly what's happened. Now, a lot of us feel like we're arrogant and egotistical. I remember talking to my wife about this, and she's saying, "Do you take credit for that family?" I said, "This is my universe. This is my world. I'm making it in real time. We all have that power of God in our lives to make our world." I obviously did nothing more than visualize, but I asked, and it happened. My wife and I struggled for a while to have our own child, and I very clearly visualized having our own child. I started acting as if we had a child. I went and bought diapers from the store one day, and my wife was very upset with that because she was in the middle of being frustrated about not having a child. And I said, "We shall have our child, and it will be soon." And guess what? It was soon. When we clearly visualize and picture the things we want, we will get them. The trick is to picture things without thinking we'll be happier because we have it. To just simply ask and say, "I'd like to have this in my life." I picture being sober for 50 years and then 100 years. I bought all of the medallions already that we get each year for being sober. I bought all of them because I intend to have every single one of those. I make very clear visualizations about what I want because that stuff comes true. I have a very clear visualization of having 1 billion followers online. Now, it might seem selfish. Why do you need 1 billion followers? It might seem egotistical. All these things often block us from asking for what we want. I picture very clearly having 1 billion followers online because of what I give to those followers. What I contribute will be worth following for because it already is, and that cycle will continue. Now we each have the opportunity to take control of our visualizations because our fear visualizations will often take control otherwise. We will visualize things only for then to spend the majority of time in fear about not getting them. When we trust and have faith that we will get everything we're given, then that's what happens. The second part to this is being prepared to receive what we've asked for. I've had more of a problem in my life of not being prepared to receive what I've asked for then in asking for it. I used to pray to God a whole lot with a Christmas list of what I wanted all the time, and I consistently have got it. I just wasn't prepared to receive it. I had a lot of sex problems I used to pray about, and I got the solutions I asked for every time. I just wasn't prepared to actually receive them. And guess what? I'd have more problems and pray, and I'd get the exact thing I asked for. I'd be single and praying to God for a girlfriend or not be so lonely. I'd get it, and then, well, not that one. How about a different one? And I'd get a different, well, how about another one? All right, well, maybe I don't want any for a while, and then no girls would go out with me. All right, I continue to get what I asked for, but sometimes when I'm not prepared to receive it, I get stuck in the delusion that I don't get what I ask for, and then often I keep getting what I ask for over and over again, and then I get annoyed. I've very clearly visualized having a wife that was beautiful and loved me throughout my life, and from God's point of view, in most of my times where I'm laying there crying, depressed, why can't I find a girl? I'm sure God would have said, I've been sending you them constantly. Have you not noticed? Look at that nice girl that talked to you the other day. Well, she was stuck up. What about that girl? Well, I didn't like how she said that. What about her? Well, she didn't talk to me the way I like. You see, if we're not prepared to receive what we've asked for, it'll appear to go right by us. When we realize that the things we ask for are in progress of being given to us, it also promotes patience. I very clearly picture being the number one Steam witness with an 85.77% approval, which today the highest is something like 18%, an unimaginably high approval rating, when today mine is at about 3%. This is representing the total amount of all Steam power that has made a vote. When I make that clear visualization, then it's up to me to start receiving it. And often that means to say yes to the little things I'm given that go towards receiving it. What I often do is I picture things and I ask for things, and then I keep doing things how I did before. I ask for being the number one instructor on Udemy, but then I start acting like I'm not. I start getting into fights and squabbles with people. I get low self-esteem. If we ask for one thing, but we don't act like it's already ours to receive, it's easy to get impatient. I very clearly picture the Steam price being $1,067 someday. It's currently about $1.50. And some days I then get impatient. Well, why is it down to $1.20 today? When we picture what we want, life will adjust to make it happen. But if we get too impatient lots of times, by the time it does happen, we'll have done something like sell out. We'll have done something like be unavailable. I've had a lot of times in my life where I pictured exactly getting what I wanted, and then by the time I received it, I didn't want it anymore. I pictured being a police officer. Very clearly, even when it seemed like after smoking marijuana in senior year of college that no one was going to hire me less than a year later to be a police officer. And the fact is, two different police departments hired me. I pictured being a police officer exactly at the university I went through, and I got that. And guess what? It only took me a month to start being unhappy with it. The trick is to picture the things that I really want. Because over and over in my life, I've proven the power of visualizing exactly what I want. What becomes tricky then, once we realize we do have the power to get whatever we want to, it's such a gift that often we become hesitant to use it, especially when we've used it before and things didn't work out very well. When my business was nearly bankrupt, I very clearly pictured getting out of all of that. I very clearly picture now, my wife and I collectively have over $200,000 in student loan debt. I very clearly picture paying all of those off fairly soon. I had over $70,000 in credit card debt about 2 years ago, over $50,000 in personal loans about 2 years ago. All of those have been paid off. And at the time, there seemed no way that was going to happen, but I pictured it and it happened. So today the question is, what do we want to bring into our lives? How patient are we willing to be in order to gently receive it, to do the hard work to receive it, and to be prepared when it's presented to us in perhaps a different form than we'd pictured it? Well, I wanted a wife with blonde hair. I see you've brought me a brunette. Clearly didn't get the message. Sometimes what we ask for is given to us in a little bit different way than we thought it'd look. We want a best-selling book, but we don't realize that that book might be given to us in a video course, for example, and then turned into a book. We picture being a best-selling author, but maybe we didn't picture it in India. When we ask for things, we get them. I pictured being the top instructor on Udemy. And as far as I can see, I am the number one band instructor from Udemy. We get what we want. The question is, how are we willing to put that into practice in our lives today? Thank you very much for watching this video here with me, which is featured on the Jerry Banfield vlog. This is a playlist on YouTube. If you'd like to keep watching these similar kinds of videos with me, it's on the Jerry Banfield vlog. If you subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jerry Banfield, and check that Jerry Banfield vlog playlist, you'll be able to see a ton more talking head videos like this. I've also got screen capture video tutorials you might enjoy on the video tutorials channel. Specifically, the video you just watched was a part of an online course I filmed with Thomas George named 42 Secrets of Influence. If you want to watch all the videos that make up this entire course, will you please use the links in the description to buy the course? There's several different options you can use to buy the course. You might even find a coupon or a discount. This first option is on Uthena.com. This is a course platform and freelancing platform we've launched. I see it as a next generation online education and business platform. You can buy the course here. You can see all the 42 Secrets of Influence here. Then you also can get access as a partner and get all the courses for life on here as well. You can also get this as a book. If you prefer to read the 42 Secrets of Influence book, is available on Kindle, and you can also get this as an audiobook. I love listening to audiobooks. You can go on Audible and grab this as an audiobook. If you go to jerrybanfield.com/books, you've got links to all my books on here. I think if you enjoyed this, you might also, I think my best book, my masterpiece, is Officer Banfield, All My Times and Stories in Law Enforcement. You won't believe the details that I share, how honest and full disclosure, how I share the things you'd actually really like to hear about, plus a few policing stories. You can also take this on Skillshare. The course is 31 Secrets of Influence online. Then Thomas has the other 11 Secrets of Influence. As a student, you might enjoy Skillshare because you can get the first 2 months for free, and you can get access to 20-something thousands courses all in one Skillshare membership. Now, if you don't like subscriptions, Skillshare is a subscription model. It's $96 a year, which I pay, or it's $15 a month. I get a $10 referral if you sign up for Skillshare. I love using Skillshare because I can just watch any class that's on there. There's lots of classes on Skillshare that are also on other platforms that you can get with your membership on Skillshare. I'm very grateful when you join the thousands of people who use my exact link in the description to join Skillshare for that $10. Plus, I get a few cents every minute you actually watch on Skillshare. Thank you very much for making it all the way to the end of this video. I imagine I'll see you again soon on the Jerry Banfield vlog or on the video tutorials on YouTube. And I also put these out on my Facebook page in case you are interested. If you want to catch me live, you can follow on Facebook and watch on Twitch or Discord and go to the gaming page. That will give you the chance to even catch me live. Thank you very much for experiencing with us 42 Secrets of Influence. I hope this has been helpful. I trust you'll leave a like on the video if you found it helpful. And yep, that's it. I'll see you again soon. If you're wondering, Jerry, what's the thing that's the best that you've made that could really help me the most? I have an audiobook that's also on paperback and Kindle named Speaker Meeting 2017. It's my life autobiography, and the people that have read it have told me it was absolutely incredible. The level of honesty and the detail I shared in it helped them to deal with many of the same issues they had experienced in addiction and recovery and just in life generally. If you are in some kind of recovery like Alcoholics Anonymous, you might find this really helpful because this is essentially my fifth step put straight into a book where we admitted the nature of our wrongs to others and where I described my journey during the first 3 years of recovery. It is available on audio, which is a format I recommend, but it's also available on Kindle and on paperback. If you'd like to buy it, will you please go to jerrybanfield.com, click on one of those links for it, because you will feel great knowing that helps me earn the most as the author.